It's summertime. I had just gotten out from school, and I was excited to see what the summer held. I was excited to spend time with my family. June 16, 3 a.m., we got a phone call. Phone calls at 3 a.m. usually aren't good. "She's dead. She's dead," is what I heard from the other line. "Who's dead?" "Lisa is dead. The car threw her out and rolled over her head. We can't find David. He's not in the car. He's nowhere to be found." "Mommy, mommy," was heard from under the car. The car also threw David out and rolled on top of him, but was not completely on top of him. No, the exhaust pipe was on his back, burning him to death. Please turn with me in your Bibles to Job 1:1. "There once was a man named Job. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God and stayed away from evil." You see, Job had everything. Job was a man who feared God, and God gave him everything. One day, the members of the heavenly court came to the presence of God, and the accuser, Satan, came with them. The Lord asked him, "Where have you come from?" And Satan said, "I have come from roaming the earth." God asked him, "Have you seen my servant Job?" Satan said, "Yes, I have." "But he only serves you because you give him everything. You give him what he wants. You give him anything he wants. Let me touch him, and he shall turn on you." So God says, "Go ahead." So Satan takes everything and anything from Job. Job stood up, tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head. He fell to the ground to worship. "I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. The Lord gave me what I have, and the Lord takes away. Praise the name of the Lord." You see, my aunt lost two of her kids. David died a week after he was hospitalized from third-degree burns on his back. But even though she had lost her two kids, she never blamed God. She had a hope. She knew God had a plan. She had faith. She knew that life brought hardships. She knew that God didn't promise a happy ending right now. But she knew God had a plan. Turn with me to Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for good, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." You see, I wish I was like my aunt. I wish I had that hope. I want that hope. I still struggle believing that my cousins have died. I can't believe, why would God allow my two little cousins to die? Why, God? Why? But even through that struggle, I have faith. I have faith in God that He, when He comes, He will explain it to me. He will tell me what His plan is. I'm not sure if I like it or not, but in Revelations 21:4, it says, He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no pain, no more death, nor sorrow, no crying. All these things are gone forever. All these things are gone forever.